You alluded to something that you started following Vladimir Putin from the time he was appointed to a position and then his ascent to power there in Russia. Can you tell our listening audience a little bit about what you've garnered and what you've gleaned about the man himself? I know a little, not near as much as you, but I find him to be an intriguing personality.
First of all, he's brilliant. He is not the caliber. For example, a Prime Minister Netanyahu has a IQ of about 237 when Einstein's was 187. So Vladimir Putin is up in front and face to face with another genius when he comes with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Secondly, he was in the KGG. He learned all of the tactics of misdirection, of putting people in a position. I mean, he's sitting over there in Moscow laughing his head off the way the Democrats and the Republicans are going at each other there in these so-called intelligence communities. Sometimes it scares me about their intelligence with what they're reporting to us. But so Vladimir Putin has got himself in a position that he's accomplished that goal. Now he's preparing the largest military operation. He's moving into the Middle East. We'll talk more about that in the next segment, but that's a part of his whole plan. He has a plan. Hey, I've always been told, set your plan and then work your plan. And when you do that, you're going to accomplish your ultimate goal. That's what he's doing. He used to be a boxer. He had to strategize how he was going to win that fight whenever he got in the boxing ring.
Jimmy, Yes. Let me ask you one question before we go to the break here. You're talking about him being a boxer. We also talked to him about being one of the best chess players in the world. He's in the Middle East. Chess players always look for the opportunity to declare checkmate. What's his goal in declaring checkmate? What do you think that's going to be?
You know, his goal is to accomplish his desire to be the superpower of the world, and he's putting that all in place by making these chess moves.